getting serious now.
I started sweating already.
And he takes the jacket off.
Woo!
Here we go. So we do have up for grabs a $50 gift card to Wendy's. Let's say hello to our contestants. First of all, good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How's it going over there?
Good, hey, Rick.
From Mount Laurel, by the way. And from Merchantville, good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
All right, Terry.
Yeah.
We're doing girls versus boys this morning, everybody.
I'm sorry, Rick.
Thanks. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so Dave already told you that we've got $50 to Wendy's.
You can get a lot at Wendy's for 50 bucks.
Oh, man, so delicious, yeah. Right, guys?
Yes,
definitely. Bacon burgers the best over there.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so since Wendy is a redhead, we're going to play a redhead game. All right, Dave and I will give each of you clues. Terry, you and I are going to be a team, and Rick, you and Dave are going to be a team. Okay. We're going to give you clues about famous redheads. And so, like, when I'm giving a clue, Terry, you're going to have to try to guess who it is I'm giving you a clue about. Okay?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Should we have Rick and Dave go first, Terry?
Sure.
I think we should, yeah.
All right. Rick, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. British royalty married to Meghan Markle.
Harry? Prince Harry?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right. Terry, so this is an actress. And she's not Isla Fisher, but she has red hair. She was in the Muppet movie. She was in another movie about going into space recently.
Emma Stone?
No, that's a good one, though.
Oh, that was a good answer.
Yeah, we forgot about her.
I almost want to give her half a point for that. That was really good. All right, do you want to say who it was?
It was Amy Adams. Okay. That's who we were looking for.
All right, Rick, you're up. A country female singer. She's got a bit of a
Reba McEntire?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Terry. So this is, he's a late night TV talk show host. He's very tall. He went to Harvard. He's really funny.
Conan O'Brien?
Yes, yes. Good one.
He went to Harvard?
Yeah.
I had
he's
no idea.
Super smart, yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is a abrasive female comic. I don't know any other way to explain her.
Female comic. I can picture her.
Stand-up comic, yeah. It's kind of... dirty. A couple more seconds.
Not sure.
Oh, sorry.
That's too late. Yeah.
Looking for Kathy Griffin. I don't know how else we explain Kathy Griffin.
The D-list.
Oh, I don't know the D-list.
Yeah, that was like her big thing.
Okay, sorry, Rick.
All right,
I'll let you know.
No, it's okay.
So, Terry, this is an 80s actress. She was part of the Brat Pack. She was in like 16 Candles.
Molly Ringwald.
Yes!
There you go. All right. Tied it to Rick, Eagles quarterback.
Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Good one. Okay. Terry, this is a pop singer who toured toured with Taylor Swift a long time ago.
Sharon.
Yes.
Wow.
Terry, good one.
Very good one.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Rick, back to you. This is a back in the day. She's like the original redhead TV star with Desi.
With who?
Desi Arnaz.
You might be too young for this, you think?
What was this, like the 50s, maybe?
What's her name? I Love Lucy.
And so the actress would be... Yeah,
that's
do we get,
good. That's
okay,
good.
All right, good.
That's
thank
good
you.
Enough. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is... Terry, this is... He has long braids. On the road again.
Willie Nelson.
Yes!
Very good. All right. Are we tied at 4?
I think, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
All right. Rick, from the TV show Will and Grace, it's the woman. She was Grace.
Will and Grace.
I wish I could help you with anything else I've ever seen her in, but all I know is she's Grace from Will and Grace.
Oh, she has red hair.
Oh, yeah, and she has red hair. She was in some movie about weddings, I think, too, at some point. I'm sure that helps. Sorry.
Yeah.
Deborah Messing.
Never would have got that one.
Yeah. All right. Terry, this was, she's the Little Mermaid.
Ariel.
Yes!
Well, Terry's in the lead. Okay, Rick, we're catching up here. Gotta catch up. The Family Guy wife, the wife of Peter in Family Guy. Oh, come on, Rick.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah, Jessica Chastain. I don't know.
Who?
Jessica Chastain.
Jesse Jackson.
Can I give him half a point? We're tied with half points. That was good. Lois Griffin.
That's what we're looking for. This was the redheaded bombshell in Who Framed Roger That's also kind of her last name. So, did you remember Who Framed Roger? Like, remember that movie, Terry?
Never saw that movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit. Okay, so how about this? Rick needs this for the tie. Otherwise, Terry gets the win.
Terry's going to get it.
No
I know
pressure
you
on
are.
Us, Rick. Okay.
Oh, man.
The original, like, Karate King. He's like the god of karate.
There is a much
Walker, Texas Ranger.
There you go.
The karate guy. Yeah. There was a Bruce Lee.
No.
Oh,
definitely not a redhead.
Sorry, we were looking for...
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that's right.
Rick, you did well. But
yeah, great game there, Terry. You know your redheads.
I have a redheaded daughter, that's why.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Well, congratulations, Terry. You scored $50 to Wendy's.
Yay. Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
If you run on coffee and Philly's Country in the morning, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summers Show.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.